Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
The trouble at HP.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. California's Attorney General wants to get to the bottom of what happened at Hewlett-Packard. Yesterday, the state's attorney general launched a criminal investigation into the tech company. HP hired private detectives to scour the phone records of board members. The company wanted to find out who was leaking confidential information to the media. That government agency you love to hate is stirring things up again. The Internal Revenue Service launches a new program today to go after delinquent taxpayers. The IRS is going to use private collection agencies to track down people who owe. More now from Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The IRS is always shortchanged, collecting almost $300 billion less than what it's owed every year. The agency's head of collections, Brady Bennett, says the IRS turned to the private collectors so law-abiding taxpayers wouldn't feel like chumps.
This is about fairness. We want to ensure that taxpayers pay the correct amount, and when a taxpayer doesn't pay that, then we have an obligation to pursue that.
But Steve Ellis of Taxpayers for Common Sense is worried that private collectors will harass taxpayers or lose their records, leading to identity theft.
So that's going to be a concern as well, sort of digging into the details and the records. And this is somebody that doesn't have the same strings attached to them necessarily that a public employee would.
The IRS says the private collectors will be trained and monitored. Still, some members of Congress are threatening to hold back funding for the collectors in next year's budget. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Tech stocks took a beating yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 1.7% to 2167. The Dow fell 0.5% to 11,406. Oil prices are at five-month lows, $67.50 a barrel. The most expensive place to see an NFL game, New England. The average ticket, $90. Cheapest team to watch, my very own Buffalo Bills, $41. The NFL regular season kicks off tonight when the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Miami Dolphins, $60 in Pittsburgh. Or you can watch the game on NBC. Here's Janet Babin.
For the first time in 8 years, NBC is back on the pro football gridiron. With coverage of 17 regular season games, NBC hopes to crawl out of last place in the ratings among the major broadcast networks. Todd Chenko is an analyst with Jupiter Research. He says the strategy is something of a Hail Mary pass.
Whether or not having the NFL franchise as part of NBC programming will help lift the network beyond its number four spot, that remains to be seen.
Sports programming is expensive, and NBC paid the league more than $3 billion for the rights to air the games. Chenko says NBC's hoping to recoup that expense in ad revenue, but it's a gamble as more advertisers migrate to the Internet. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Here's one way to avoid a ticket from those speed cameras. Blow the thing up. That's what one driver in Britain did to escape a $90 fine. Only his explosion was caught on camera. So now he gets 4 months in prison. This is Marketplace. Around the country today, from the Houston Chronicle, federal prosecutors want Congress to pass a new law, and quickly, to prevent Ken Lay's Enron conviction from being wiped out because of his death. Right now, when a defendant dies, convictions, even indictments, can be thrown out. The government believes the Lay verdict should stand as long as civil lawsuits might be in the works. From the Boston Globe, skyscrapers for sale. A Boston-based company is putting up the famous John Hancock Tower and nine other buildings on the market. The other buildings are in Boston, D.C., L.A., and Denver. The 60-story Hancock Tower is the tallest in Boston. And from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle opened a $170 million library a couple years ago, but apparently people are having trouble finding the bathrooms and getting out of the place. So the city is spending another $50,000 to put up signs. This is Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The Fed's going to have a tough call this month. Go back to raising interest rates or hold steady for the second month in a row. The economic numbers are pointing in both directions. But that's short-term interest rates. What about long-term rates, 30-year mortgages and the like? Let's check in with our economic correspondent, Chris Farrell.
We're back at the conundrum. Do you remember the conundrum?
I certainly do remember the conundrum, but you're going to have to explain it to me again.
Okay. The conundrum is the Fed has been hiking its benchmark interest rate. Short-term rates are up. Yes, they paused in August, as you mentioned. But long-term rates are down. And since the pause, long-term rates have actually come down quite a bit. So what does this mean? What does it mean that long-term rates are down while the Fed has been tightening?
Well, what does it mean?
Now, I wish I knew. However, I do have a perspective on this. It could mean one of two things. The long-term rate has come down because inflation's pretty well contained. That's one interpretation of what's happening. The other interpretation is that the economy is sinking into a recession, minimum slow growth, possibility of recession. And that's the debate that's really going on right now.
I'm a little confused, Chris, to be honest with you. I'm trying to figure out, you know, over the last few months, we've all been fearing the next interest rate hike by the Fed.
Right.
But then we're seeing that long-term interest rates are going down. So I'm trying to figure out what I should be pulling for here.
I think what you'd be pulling for is that the Fed take another pause.
Okay.
That's what you should be really pulling for.
Why?
Because I think there are two things that we can say fairly strongly. One, if there really was a genuine fear of inflation, not just fear of inflation, but there are real inflation pressures working their way through the pipeline, the bond market vigilantes would be a lot more scared than they are now, and that would be showing up in higher long-term interest rates. If you look at the Treasury inflation-protected security, it's saying that inflation will average 2.6% over the next decade. So my bottom line is investors who are risking their money in the long end of the bond market, where they are exposed to the risk of inflation, that's their real risk, are saying it's not that big a deal. So I think that's one message. The second message is this economy has slowed down, and I don't think you need any more proof than to look at the housing market. And so if you want to be rooting right now, I'd be rooting for a Fed pause. We know it's a cliche, but, you know, there's always a truth in a cliche. Monetary policy affects the economy with a lag of 12 to 18 months. We had 17 rate hikes. We know it's had an impact on the economy. Let the monetary tightening work its magic on this economy. Let's not go too far.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Chris Farrell is the Marketplace Economics Correspondent. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
For decades, India's...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.